99.7 KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits. The A's win, Giants lose. Barry hits two more home runs, 727.
Gee whiz. Unstoppable. And he's off the juice now, right?
Well,
he was never on it.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So sorry, you're right. Hey, speaking of great rumors, we have the king of them all, or queen of them all, from PerezHilton.com. We are so excited you're still speaking to us. Perez Hilton, good morning.
Good morning.
I cannot believe you're awake after partying the night away with the Simpson gals.
I work very hard.
So tell us, for those of you.
Why are you laughing? I work really hard.
I know you do.
It's like crazy.
You're everywhere.
I can't get over how you're getting. I mean, Tara Reid can't get into clubs, but you're in there.
Well, of course.
Well, that was kind of crazy, though, because I didn't get into the party last night. I got into the main party, but then Jessica had a more exclusive after party yesterday, which is the day her album came out, and I was turned away. And Joe Simpson was there, and he was trying to be political, but not overtly friendly. And Joe was like, well, you know, we can't really let you in, Perez, because if we let you in, that will make all the other media up outside trying to get in angry, which is BS.
Right.
But thankfully, Jessica, at that moment, like, walked in and said, Perez, you're my guest. Come on in. And it was very nice, and she's a very sweet girl.
Wow.
So that's
and Nick Lachey is having his party tonight.
Really?
So it'll be really interesting to see if Vanessa Minnillo shows up at his affair.
So, well, other than being a big celebrity, what does it take to get in to the parties? Do you have to literally be invited by Paris?
Well, you have to be invited, or you have to know the right people. You have to know who to call crying on the phone saying, oh my God, come outside and get me. They're not letting me in. Whether that be, you know, the club promoter, the club owner, the club publicist,
right,
a big star. They're not letting you in. You need a little help.
Cash at the door won't help.
No.
Okay, so last night you did the Jessica Simpson party. Now, we do want to know, how did she have her party when she's like on strict doctor's orders not to speak?
She mentioned that, and she's like, you know, I'm just so excited about my album coming out. I couldn't not celebrate.
Right. And now tonight is the Nick Lachey party, you say?
Yes. Tonight, everyone is having a party. Nick Lachey is having a party. Justin Timberlake is having a party with Nelly Furtado and Timbaland.
Ooh!
Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson are having a party. I'm hosting a party tonight.
Can we get into that one?
If you are in New York,
sure.
Cammy and Dean with Perez Hilton of PerezHilton.com. So, Perez, is Jessica dating John Mayer? We're hearing.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. And, in fact, Jessica's even expected John's concert tonight just outside of New York City. They're together, and she even told me last night, she's like, Perez, I can't wait for you to hear John Mayer's new album. It comes out next month, and it's amazing. That was kind of like, oh, then she did tell me something else. She told me, I need to write about this. This is exclusive to you guys. She told me, you know how I keep getting the boys? Because I don't put out. That keeps them coming back, hoping for more.
Oh!
All right,
that's
Perez.
The trick, playing hard to get.
Now, what is the other big scoop? I know that you were the one to break with Us Weekly, the Owen Wilson, Kate Hudson affair.
I'm just about to write about that. The latest is now that, you know, despite reports from numerous media outlets, including Us Weekly and People, Owen Wilson is kind of trying to distance himself, and he just released a statement saying, I'm single despite what people say. I think hopefully that I'll meet someone that I'll want to have a family with. That's what I would like.
Oh.
But he did. He put his hand in the cookie jar. And he was caught.
All right, the question is, though, who is Perez Hilton dating?
No one. Time to date. Like, literally, I got home around 3:30. I worked. I got to bed at 5. I was up by 8:30. So I slept 3.5 hours. You know, I really take what I do seriously, and I'm trying to build the brand and work hard to achieve some things. And I don't really have, whatever. It sounds so cliche, but if it happens, it happens. But
I'm grateful that you leave time for us, because we live by your website, PerezHilton.com. It's always got the best.
You're welcome.
Stuff. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Perez Hilton, off to yet another party. Must be nice having his life, huh? He's hanging. You know, it's so funny because
he's a blogger and he's making it.
He's a blogger and he trashes people, and yet they still are nice to him because he's so funny. I'm just looking at Dave Navarro's website right now, you know, from the Rockstar Supernova show. And he's going on and on about how much he loves Perez Hilton.
Yeah, he's becoming a cult. A cult thing. It's huge. And you heard him first here.
Yeah, 744 KFRC.